What if the voice in your head, the one you trust most, was actually lying to you? Depression affects over 300 million people worldwide, yet most suffer in silence, believing their darkest thoughts are simply the truth. Here's what changes everything. Your feelings aren't facts. They're reflections of thoughts that can be examined, challenged, and transformed. This isn't positive thinking or empty affirmations. It's a scientifically validated approach that's as effective as medication, but teaches you skills that last forever. When you're depressed, your brain becomes a courtroom where you're always guilty, a fortune teller predicting doom, a critic finding fault in everything you do. But what if you could learn to be your own defense attorney, reality checker, and compassionate friend instead? Your emotions follow your thoughts like thunder follows lightning. When your friend doesn't return your call, the unreturned call itself is neutral. It's your interpretation that creates suffering. Think, she's probably busy, and you feel fine. Think, she hates me, I'm worthless, and you spiral into despair. This is where cognitive distortions come in, systematic errors in thinking that feel completely true but aren't. The moment you can name these distortions, something shifts. They lose their power. That devastating thought becomes just a thought, one possible interpretation among many, and often the least accurate one.
All or nothing thinking turns life into extremes. One mistake makes you a total failure. Overgeneralization transforms a single stumble into, I always mess up. Mental filtering captures only negatives. You receive 10 compliments and one criticism, yet replay only the criticism for days. Jumping to conclusions includes mind reading. Everyone thought I was boring, and fortune telling. I'll never find love. Magnification and minimization distort proportion. Your flaws become enormous while strengths shrink. Emotional reasoning treats feelings as facts. I feel stupid, therefore I am stupid. Should statements create tyrannical expectations that leave you angry, guilty, or hopeless? The triple column technique challenges distorted thinking. Write your automatic thought, I'm a terrible parent, identify the distortions, overgeneralization, labeling, then craft a rational response. All children misbehave sometimes. My worth isn't determined by individual moments, but by overall care and commitment. Nancy's transformation illustrates this power. When her son Bobby acted out, she labeled herself a bad mother, a crushing, abstract condemnation. Through therapy, she learned to focus on specific, improvable behaviors. I could be more consistent with bedtime routines. This shift from global labels to specific actions transformed both her self-perception and Bobby's behavior. The radical insight? Your worth isn't earned through achievements. It's inherent in your humanity. Depression creates a vicious cycle. Feeling bad leads to inaction, which deepens negative feelings. This do-nothingism stems from lies like nothing will change, hopelessness, I can't do it, helplessness, and if I can't do it perfectly, I shouldn't try. The daily activity schedule breaks this cycle. Plan small activities like shower or read for 15 minutes and rate your mastery and pleasure, 0 to 10 scale. Before dreaded tasks, estimate difficulty and satisfaction, then compare with reality. Most people overestimate difficulty by 50% or more, creating objective evidence against depressive predictions. The counterintuitive truth, motivation follows action, not the reverse. You'll rarely feel like doing something when depressed. Act anyway, even tiny actions, and motivation often appears mid-task. Stop waiting for motivation, start moving, and let it catch up. Criticism feels devastating when drowning in self-doubt, but responding effectively transforms painful moments into growth. Use verbal Aikido, work with the critic's energy rather than against it. Start with empathy. Could you help me understand what you mean? The disarming technique finds some truth in criticism, even when unfair. Someone calls your presentation disorganized? Try, you're right that the middle section could have been more structured. I appreciate you pointing that out. This demonstrates confidence without accepting invalid criticism wholesale. Chronic anger destroys relationships and health while rarely solving problems. The key insight, it's not events that make you angry, but your thoughts about them. Cognitive distortions fuel unnecessary anger. Labeling, he's an idiot, reduces people to caricatures. Mind reading, she did that just to annoy me, assumes malicious intent. Magnification, this is a disaster, inflates minor inconveniences. Should statements, people should always be considerate, create rigid rules guaranteeing disappointment. Distinguish productive from unproductive anger. Productive anger addresses genuine harm and motivates action. Unproductive anger stems from perceived slights and damages relationships without solving anything. Cool hot thoughts with balanced alternatives. Instead of, my partner never helps, he's so selfish, try, he forgot the trash, but he cooked dinner and helped with homework. This isn't denial, it's accuracy. Guilt can be equally debilitating. Distinguish healthy remorse, acknowledging genuine mistakes and motivating change, from unhealthy guilt, involving excessive self-blame for things beyond your control. Margaret constantly yielded to her brother's demands, feeling guilty whenever she said no. Through therapy, she reframed boundaries as self-preservation rather than selfishness. Remember, you're responsible for your choices and actions, not for controlling outcomes or managing others' emotions. Temporary relief differs from genuine healing. True recovery requires understanding depression's roots and building self-esteem independent of external validation. The vertical arrow method uncovers core beliefs by repeatedly asking, if this thought were true, why would it bother me? This traces automatic thoughts to silent equations like criticism equals personal failing that operate outside awareness yet profoundly impact emotions. Three core beliefs fuel depression. The approval addiction believes, I need others' approval to be worthwhile. The love addiction insists, I need someone to love me to be happy. The achievement addiction claims, my worth depends on accomplishments. Each creates unstable foundations vulnerable to mood swings. If 10 people hold 10 different opinions of you, which determines your worth? This reveals the absurdity of outsourcing self-esteem to others' fluctuating judgments. The love addiction creates dependency. Distinguish between loneliness and being alone, recognizing that negative self-talk, not solitude, creates suffering. The achievement addiction equates work with worth, generating pressure during setbacks. Four paths to self-esteem offer alternatives. Questioning how specific qualities determine worth, recognizing worth as an abstract concept without practical utility, believing everyone possesses inherent equal worth, or refusing self-criticism regardless of circumstances. Overcome perfectionism by daring to be average and confronting fear of mistakes. Process orientation shifts focus from outcomes to consistent effort. You control showing up, not results. Jed felt responsible for his brother's depression, attempting to alleviate it through his own misery. Only when recognizing his brother's state stemmed from distorted thinking, not Jed's actions, could he release unfounded guilt and provide genuine support. Your worth isn't earned or lost, it simply is. This cognitive therapy insight offers radical liberation. You can live fully, risk authentically, and connect deeply without constantly proving yourself. All the techniques in this journey serve one purpose, freeing you from conditional self-worth. Mental biofeedback provides a powerful tool. Use a wrist counter to track self-critical thoughts daily. One patient discovered she attacked herself 50 times per day. Simply recognizing this pattern often reduces it. You can't maintain relentless self-attack once you see it clearly. The TikTok technique replaces task-interfering cognitions with task-oriented ones. Facing a messy house, the tic says, "This is overwhelming. I'll never finish." The TOC responds, "I don't need to do it all. I'll clean this counter and see how I feel." The anti-whiner technique handles complaints without accepting unwarranted responsibility. Instead of offering advice, which backfires, simply agree and offer genuine compliments. This breaks the complaint-guilt cycle. Accurate empathy, truly understanding others' perspectives, dissolves anger naturally. Most people act from limited perspectives, not malicious intent. This doesn't mean tolerating abuse, but not taking predictable behavior personally. When you claim self-compassion as your birthright, everything changes.
Recovery from depression isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Each time you identify a cognitive distortion, challenge an automatic thought, or take action despite low motivation, you build new neural pathways and prove that feelings don't dictate behavior. Each time you respond to criticism without defensiveness or release unwarranted guilt, you reclaim energy previously wasted on unnecessary suffering. These aren't temporary coping strategies. They're life skills that transform how you relate to yourself and others. The goal isn't to never feel sad or anxious again, but to recognize these emotions as temporary states influenced by changeable thoughts rather than permanent truths. When you understand your mind can generate untrue thoughts, you gain freedom to question them. Like any skill, these techniques become easier with practice. Initially, identifying distortions requires conscious effort. Eventually, it becomes automatic. Your mind naturally generates balanced thoughts without deliberate intervention. Setbacks are normal and don't erase progress. The difference is you now have tools to recognize, I'm having depressive thoughts, rather than believing, this is the truth about my life. Your worth exists independent of others' opinions, achievements, or circumstances.